Busy night for Dort College Athletics. The Dort College men's volleyball team on the short end of a 2-0 match right now with the Morningside Mustangs. Dort College dropping set 125-21, dropping set 225-19. They're heading to set 3 at the DeWitt. You can watch that via our webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics or do a Google search, live stream Dort College, and follow the volleyball live link. The Mount Marty men come into tonight's contest 4-22 overall, 0-16 in the GPAC. Lancers are getting outscored 91.6 to 73.8. They've been out rebounded on average 41.2 to 33.2. OJ Thock and Drew Chesky put in 12.5 and 10.9 respectively. Patrick Saganovic scores 9.6 points per game, takes in 7.6 rebounds per contest. For the defender men, they're 13-15 this season, 4-12 in the GPAC. Defenders are led by Alec Henriksen, 16 points per game average. He's handed out 65 assists. He's converting 41.8% of his three-point shots. Marcus Winterfeld converts 11.3 points per game. He's shooting 50.4% from the field and leads the team with a 6.1 rebounds per game average. Andrew O'Donnell and Alex Terpster score 9.5 points per game, and Andrew O'Donnell leads the team with 92 assists. He has taken down 5.1 rebounds per game. Alex Terpster has converted a team-high 73-point baskets. He's converting 37.8% of his long shots. The defenders are averaging 88 points per game. They allow 84. Defenders are out-rebounding teams 41.3 to 31.4. Well, good news for the defenders. Earlier today, it looked like it was 50-50. Alec Henriksen would be in the starting lineup. Here at 8:03 on a Wednesday evening in Yankton, South Dakota, it's 100% that Alec Henriksen will be in the starting lineup. Came down ill over the weekend and has not practiced anywhere near full speed, so good to see him in the lineup here this evening. Remains to be seen how effective he is able to be. Andrew O'Donnell is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 9.5 points per game. Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 sophomore from Spear Lake, averaging 16 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 11.3 points per contest. Chandler Brunsting is a 6'1 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 3.3 points per game. And number 45 is Taylor Feenstra, 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.2 points per game. Alex Terpstra will come off of the bench for the defenders here this afternoon. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they will start number 2, Hunter Martin. Martin, a 6-foot sophomore from Ainsworth, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points per game. Number 3 is O.J. Thock, a 6-foot junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging a team-high 12.5 points per game. Number 10 is Zach Tellis, a 5'9 senior from Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 6.3 points per game. Patrick Saganovic is a 6'6 senior from Australia, averaging 9.6 points per game. And Drew Chesky is a 6'6 sophomore from Ellsworth, Minnesota. He is averaging 10.9 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening. Well, we'll keep it right here. Opening tip in just a moment. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We are set for basketball. Dort College will jump it up with Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld catches it, taps it over to Alec Henriksen, caught it at the peak of his jump. And here come the Dort College defenders. Brunsting with the basketball, passes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld squares up, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, off of the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0. Imperative this evening that the defenders get off to a good start. O.J. Thock passes right side over to Hunter Martin. Martin with the basketball. Remember, this matchup went down to a last-second basket by Alec Henriksen to unlock a tie in the first meeting of these two teams back in early January at the DeWitt Gym. Hand check called on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for foul number 1. And again, if you're just joining me, remains to be seen how effective Alec Henriksen is here this evening, as he has not practiced at full speed, this week due to illness. So we will see if he's able to be effective and how many minutes he ends up playing here this evening. Ball is tapped out of bounds by Taylor Feenstra. Well, the North College defenders, there are some years you would say they would come in and the possibility of overlooking this Mount Marty crew would be a distinct possibility. The defenders had a scare put in them at the DeWitt Gymnasium a little over a month ago. There is no overlooking this Mount Marty team for the defenders here this evening. Pass goes to Martin. Martin in traffic. Fadeaway. High off of the glass. Good. Hunter Martin with a two-point basket, and we're tied 2-2. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell passes right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Brunsting. Brunsting to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra with it off of the glass. Good. Good to see Taylor knock down a couple of baskets early on. Good post presence for the defenders. Here come the Lancers. Out front with the basketball, Saganovich. Saganovich to Thauk. And Thauk loses his dribble. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Henriksen. Henriksen loses his footing, and we've got a foul called on Martin. Hunter Martin whistled for the personal foul. Sean Johnston says that there was a hand check over there. Jeff Capecki and Randy Hagedorn working the whistles tonight for this GPAC contest. I believe this is the first time we have seen Hagedorn this season. Henriksen loses it out of bounds. And Alec will check out of the basketball game. Terpstra will check out and will check in. Lancers, Saganovich. Saganovich brings it up. He passes it off to Martin. Martin to Tellis. Tellis to Thauk. Thauk guarded there by O'Donnell. Down to the baseline. Step back. Two. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew feeds it right side. Winterfeld. Winterfeld three. Short. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Chesky. Chesky with the basketball. He gives it up to Martin. Martin up front to Chesky. Chesky in between the circles. He passes right side over to Martin. Martin with the basketball down to the baseline. Fires it cross-court over to Tellis. Tellis, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gets around the defensive player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Andrew O'Donnell makes it a 6-2 ball game. North College in front. Dribbling into the lane is Martin. Martin over to Thauk. Thauk gives it up to Saganovich. Saganovich on the left wing. Saganovich passes it down low to Chesky. Chesky to Thauk. Thauk, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Looking, gets it into the corner. Brunsting, Chandler with it. Deep right side. Brunsting, cross-court pass is out of bounds. Intended for O'Donnell, and it's tapped away by Mount Marty. Mount Marty tips it out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Jalen Hurley and Zane Shoemaker check into the ballgame for the Lancers. Out front with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes right side over to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting down to the baseline. Kicks it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it down low. Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up off the glass. Too strong. No good. There for the rebound is Winterfeld. And Winterfeld is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on O.J. Thauk. And free throws on the way for Marcus Winterfeld. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Free throw on the way for Winterfeld. First one is up and good. Second one no good. Rebound tapped out by Van Langen. Unable to corral it. Hurley comes away with it. It's 7-2. North College up by 5. Lancer basketball. 16:30 remaining first half. Pass goes left side. Saganovich. Saganovich in traffic. Kicks it out. Hurley. Hurley right wing. 3. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen will take it up the floor himself. Hands it back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for the pick and roll. Nothing there. Back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld gathers himself. Looking for Terpstra. Instead goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell's pass deflected. Taken back by the Lancers. That offensive set was out of sorts. Missed shot by Thock, but there for the rebound and the putback is Drew Chesky. Chesky with a two-point basket. It's 7-4. 7-4 our score. Brunsting. Chandler passes it left side. Terpstra guarded closely by Thock. 19 to shoot. They get it to Van Langen. Van Langen off of the glass. No good, but a foul call. That's going to go on Chesky. Van Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I am of the firm belief if that shot goes in, that foul probably isn't called. Whistle came in late after the shot was missed by Van Langen. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are the Sioux Center agents. 722-0101 is their phone number. Van Langen makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Ross Cooper checks into the game along with Alec Henriksen. Today's broadcast also made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Van Langen makes both free throws. The defenders lead 9-4. 4.5 minutes into this contest. Lancer basketball. They pass it to Shea Block. Block passes to Hunter Martin. Hunter Martin to Hurley. Hurley jump hook in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound, though, cleared by Shoemaker. Shoemaker will reset things. Shoemaker out front. Picks up his dribble. He passes right side to Saganovic. Saganovic to Martin. Martin goes right side. Saganovic. Saganovic in traffic. Shot no good. Blocked by Cooper. Rebound defenders. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell on the left side. Andrew picks up his dribble. Passes into the corner. Terp, three. Good. Alex Terpstra, deep three-pointer from the left corner. And the Dort College lead is 12-4. 12-4 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Hunter Martin will go baseline. O'Donnell cuts him off. Pass to Block. Block, Saganovic. Saganovic working against Cooper. Left side pass, Shoemaker. Comes back to Block. Block puts it up. Gets the shot to go. And it looked like Terpstra had played it straight up, but they're going to say that a foul call on Terpstra. Shea Block will go to the free throw line, the 6'5 freshman from Scotland, South Dakota. And he'll try for the old-fashioned three-point play. Missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Saganovic as he walked Van Langen under the basket. With it is Martin. Martin down on the baseline. Martin back to Saganovic. Well, Marty looking for a 4 or 5 point possession. Shot is blocked. Rebound saved in by Cooper over to O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court with a basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the left elbow. Hesitates. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped by Saganovic. Controlled by Mount Marty and Shoemaker. Shoemaker left side. Saganovic. Saganovic to Shoemaker. Shoemaker underneath. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. But a foul on the play called on Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for the personal foul. Brunsting, Winterfeld, Feenstra check in, Van Langen, Cooper, O'Donnell check out. Mount Marty with a basketball, trailing 12-6. They're inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lancers get it into Block. Block with the basketball. And they give it up to Thock. Thock to Shoemaker. Shoemaker right side. Now Block. Block out front, Hurley. Hurley, right side, Martin. Martin over the basketball. Martin goes over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, Hurley. Hurley against Winterfeld. Hook shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Taylor with the basketball back over to Henriksen. Henriksen throws it away. Well, Alec is not 100% this evening. Some things that are uncharacteristic for him as he missed that pass, not by inches, but by feet. And the Mount Marty Lancers have the basketball. So the Lancers, they feed it left elbow to Chesky. Chesky to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, right side to Hurley. Hurley gives it up Shoemaker. Shoemaker back to Hurley. Hurley, three on the way. Good. Jalen Hurley with a three-point bucket, and the lead is down to three for the defenders, 12-9. Winterfeld gets it out front. They lob it down low for Winterfeld now. Winterfeld turns, puts it up as he was posting up Zane Shoemaker. And Shoemaker commits the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Winterfeld. So Marcus Winterfeld to the free throw line. Marcus so far 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Free throw is up for the freshman from Sioux Center. It's good. 2-for-3 now from the free throw line, and the defenders extend the lead back to 4. They've led by as many as 8. Second free throw on the way for Winterfeld is up, and that one rattles in. Marcus makes both free throws, and the defenders lead by 9, 14-9. 14-9 our score. Driving in is Thock. Thock dumps it off for Block. Block, two-point basket. He's got 4. 14-11, Dort College. Defenders with it. Henriksen feeds it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld guarded by Hurley. Now reverses right side. Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Brunsting, and Chandler is fouled on the play. Chandler will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Brunsting will go to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off the mark by Brunsting. So Brunsting makes 1-of-2. With it on the right side is Shoemaker. And the Dort College defenders come away with a steal. Pass into the front court. That's Henriksen off of the glass. No good. Rebound cleared by the Lancers. And the Lancers have it on the right side. Hurley. Missed shot by Mount Marty in the lane. And a three-pointer on the other end. And Dort College has that one bounce off of the rim. It strikes the shot clock above the backboard. And the Lancers will get the basketball back, trailing 15-11. 15-11 our score. Lancer basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, and by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. With a basketball, on the left side is Martin. Martin feeds it off to Saganovich. Saganovich drives in, and the shot is swatted away by Winterfeld, out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers inbounding the basketball. Martin to throw it in. Martin looking to trigger. And he gets the ball inbounded to Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich goes right side. Martin. Martin, kick out pass. Three on the way for Thock is good. It's 15-14. O.J. Thock with his first basket of the day. And the defender lead is 1. With it on the right side is Brunsting. Brunsting in traffic. Off the glass, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Van Langen. Van Langen cleans up the mess. He's got four points. And the defenders lead by 3, 17-14. Out front with the basketball is Thock. Thock passes right side. Martin. We approach the midpoint of the first half of play. Martin with a right hand. His shot no good, but Andrew O'Donnell is going to be called for a foul. A little too aggressive with the defense. And the North College defenders. North College will be lining up on the free throw line with two free throws on the way for Hunter Martin. Martin with 3 points as he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City, and by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra can be called at 722-0101. Both free throws made by Martin. It's 17-16, North College by a point. Van Langen with the basketball out front. Goes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Splits the defense. Lays it up with the right hand. Bad angle. Rebound cleared by Saganovich after the missed shot. Saganovich passes. Right side over to Hunter Martin. Martin to Saganovich. Saganovich three off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared. Hunter Martin. Martin with the basketball on the right side. Hunter Martin will back it out. Set things up in between the circles out front. O.J. Thock passes to Saganovich. Saganovich to Tellis. Now block. Lob pass over the top intended for Saganovich. Ball stolen. Taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes up with a loose basketball. Left side pass. Brunsting. Brunsting three. Missed it short. No good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. And the ball is inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking for the high post pass. Gets it off to Ross Cooper. Cooper, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Van Langen. Instead comes out front Terpstra. Terpstra pulls the trigger. Three, top of the key, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Lancer basketball, Martin. Martin with the basketball on the right wing. Martin picks up his dribble, passes over to Tellis. Tellis to Thock. Thock in between the circles. He passes to Saganovich. It's a one-point Dort College lead. Thock with the basketball. Thock testing the waters. Fade away. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Up the floor. Alex into the front court. Gets a screen. Drives in with the right hand. Lays it up. Good. Alex Terpstra that time can thank Josh Van Langen for the jarring screen out front that got him loose for an easy basket. Answering with a three is Tellis, and Zach Tellis buries it. We're deadlocked at 19. 8:20 remaining, first half. Shot on the way from the other end, no good by Brunsting. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra gathers himself. He lets it fly for three, no good. Rebound Cooper. Cooper with the basketball back over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing. Terpstra directing traffic. He'll pass it right side. Comes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra out front, Cooper. Cooper, O'Donnell, 16 to shoot for the defenders. Now Terpstra. Terpstra back to Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell, and what do we have? We've got a hold called on Block, I believe, underneath. Block is whistled for the personal. And the North College defenders will have a fresh 30 to work with. And the defenders, Danny Voss, checks into the ball game. Right side of the lane, he throws it in to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, right wing, splash it in. Three-point bucket for Winterfeld. He's got six, and the defenders lead 22-19. 22-19, our score. Out front with the basketball. They go left wing to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, Hurley. Jalen Hurley gives it up to Tellis. Tellis another three, and Tellis knocks down another one. He's got six, ties it at 22-all, 7:16 remaining, first half. Out front is O'Donnell, and we've got a foul called on Henriksen. An offensive foul called on Henriksen. They say that he was a little too aggressive, trying to establish some spacing. And the North College defenders will play defense now. Lancers have the basketball. Pass left side, Saganovich. While Marty shooting for the lead, we're tied 22-all. Ball intended for block, tipped away by Feenstra, out of bounds. And the defenders playing the defense, driving in, right-handed layup is up, no good by Zane Shoemaker. And back we go the other way with the basketball. Out front, Winterfell, long three, too strong off the heel. Ball is loose and a foul called on the play on Feenstra. Feenstra was going after the offensive rebound. He and Jalen Hurley collide. And the ball ends up loose. And a foul is called on Feenstra in the process. So the Lancers have the basketball. Lancers with it on the right side. Hurley. Hurley feeds it out front. They look down low. Comes back. Chesky. Chesky with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail 24-22. 24-22 our score. With it inside. Shot no good by Feenstra. Rebound battled for. Feenstra comes up with it. Feenstra in traffic, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. And Taylor Feenstra has just picked up his second personal foul. So the Lancers, with a 24-22 lead with 6:05 remaining, have the basketball. And 6:05 left here in the first half. Lancers with it on the right side. They get it out front to Chesky. Chesky looking for someone to pass to. Kicks it out to Martin. Martin at the free throw line. Martin gives it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker driving in. Kicks it out left side. Thock. Thock, three, good. O.J. Thock with a three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders will use a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The defenders trailing 27-22. An 8-0 run by the Mount Marty Lancers. Pass comes right side, Van Langen. Van Langen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up, Terpstra. Terpstra open look at a three, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting, saves it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Chandler. Chandler, three, right corner, good. Chandler Brunsting with 4 points. Credit him with keeping that play alive with a hustle play in the corner to save it in. Lancers have the basketball back. Chesky. Chesky on the right elbow, facing up, gives it to Thock. Dort College jumps on the double on the screen. They get it underneath Chesky. Chesky basket, good. And a foul on the play called on Van Langen. So Chesky will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Chesky right now with 10 by my count. They've only got 8 up on the board at this point. Obviously, that is official. Well, Marty trying to extend the lead back to 5, and they do. 30-25 of the old-fashioned three-point play. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with it in between the circles. He passes right side, Van Langen. And we've got a hold called on Thock, and that's going to be number 2 on O.J. Thock. So O.J. Thock whistled for the personal. And shooting free throws. So 1-1 will be Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld to shoot the one and the bonus. 4:51 left to play in the first half. Free throw is up by Winterfeld, and that one's good. 7 points for Winterfeld. Defenders trail 30-26. Another free throw on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. Need Marcus to have a good game offensively tonight. Somebody's got to pick up the slack for Alec Henriksen, who is under the weather. 30-27 our score. Winterfeld makes the free throws. It's a three-point ball game. Pass goes high post, Chesky. Chesky comes back right side, Shoemaker. Shoemaker blocked at the rim by Terpstra. But a foul on the play called on Alex Terpstra. Alex whistled for the personal. And for him, that's number two. Depth is a real issue this evening for the defenders as well. Drew Chesky to the free throw line. It's one for one tonight. He's shooting two here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. 31-27, Dort College down four. Another free throw on the way for Chesky. Chesky makes both free throws. He's three for three. He's got 11. And he checks out of the basketball game with his team up five, 32-27, 4:30 remaining in the first half. Right side pass, Van Langen. Van Langen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball, comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Marcus passes cross court. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew will drive in with the right hand, gets it up on the rim, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points, defenders down, 32-29. With it is Shoemaker. Shoemaker on the left side. Shoemaker to Saganovic. Saganovic to Hurley. Hurley, they feed it to Block. Block with the basketball. Block feeds it back over to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, three, good. Zane Shoemaker with a three-point bucket, and the defenders trail 35-29. Dort College down six. Got to start getting some stops. Van Langen, lob pass over the top, Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic. His shot is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 10 points. Defenders trail by four, 35-31. Mount Marty quickly back the other way. Nothing there for Shoemaker. Instead, they go to Block. Block with a 17-footer. Block knocks down the 17-footer from straight on. He's got four, and the defenders trail 37-31. This is Van Langen. Van Langen in the lane. He is fouled on the play by Shoemaker. Shoemaker whistled for his second, and free throws on the way for Dort College's Josh Van Langen. Van Langen is two for two from the charity stripe this evening. And he'll step to the free throw line with his team down by six. Dort College needs some free throws, needs some points. First free throw by Van Langen is good. He's got another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Van Langen. Van Langen with 5 points. Second free throw on the way for Van Langen. This one's up and through. So Van Langen makes both free throws. And here we go. Mount Marty with the basketball. Lancers have it out front. Martin. Martin goes into the corner. Saganovic. Saganovic back to Martin. It's a four-point ball game, 37-33. Saganovic to Hurley, Hurley to Block, Block working against Winterfeld, and Block's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Winterfeld and the Dort College defenders. Dort College will inbound. Dort College with a chance to cut into the four-point lead. Right side, Van Langen. Van Langen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in high off the glass with the right hand from the left side. It's good. He's got six. Dort College down two, 37-35. Well, it would be great if Dort College could get into the halftime with a tie or a lead. 2:20 remaining, first half. Defenders trail by a deuce. Zach Tellis on the right side to Hunter Martin. Hunter Martin created an opening with a charge to the basket, then stopped on a dime and makes the shot. And the defenders trail 39-35. Here's O'Donnell again heading to the hoop. His layup is good. Right now, Martin can't stop O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 8 points, and the defenders trail 39-37. Dort College, a half-court trap. Mount Marty basketball, Martin. Martin out front, Hurley. Hurley to Saganovic. Saganovic, kick-out pass, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Dort College does not have the numbers. Chandler in traffic. Spin move. Lost it. Picked up by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld's pass is tipped. Taken back by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath. Van Langen. Van Langen, tough angle. Unable to make the shot. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty basketball into the front court. Siganovich. Siganovich to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Bounce pass into Block. Block with it on the left elbow. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back out front to Hurley. Hurley, Siganovich. Siganovich, three-pointer. Good. Patrick Siganovich with his first basket of the day. Dort College trails 42-37. O'Donnell with the basketball. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three-pointer. Corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Tellis. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty into the front court. Martin. Martin driving in. Puts up the high shot off the glass. No good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking up the floor. Has it taken back by Block. Mount Marty can now hold until there's about 5 seconds remaining on the game clock. And they have a five-point lead. Hunter Martin against O'Donnell. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Van Langen not leaving the lane right now. Pass left side, Tellis. Tellis, three. Good. Zach Tellis with three threes. 5 seconds remaining in the half. Up the floor with it is Brunsting. Brunsting, three. Answering, yes. Chandler Brunsting, his second three of the ball game, negates the three made by Tellis moments ago. And it's a five-point ball game at halftime, 45-40. Mount Marty leading Dort College at halftime of this men's basketball game. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Dort College on the short end of a 45-40 halftime difference. The defenders led the early stage of this one. Mount Marty tied it at 19. We were tied again then at 22. The Lancers went on that was part of a 8-0 run where the Lancers went from down 22-19 to up 27-22. Dort College would get as close as three on a couple different occasions and trimmed it down to 37-35 and 39-37 before Mount Marty scored six in a row to make it 45-37. A three-point basket by Chandler Brunsting was able to offset a three-point basket by Zach Tellis. And we get to the halftime with Mount Marty leading Dort College by five, 45-40. Marcus Winterfeld leads the way for the defenders with 10 points, while the Lancers are led by Drew Chesky's 11. We'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College 13 of 31 from the floor, 41.9%, 4 for 14 from the three-point line, for 28.6%, and 10 of 12 from the free throw line for 83.3%. For Mount Marty, 16 of 33 from the floor, 48.5%. 8 for 15 from the three-point line for 53.3%. 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 83.3%. Dort College has out-rebounded Mount Marty, 21-17. Turnovers, both teams have 4 thus far. 3 steals for the defenders, 2 for the Lancers. Marcus Winterfeld is 2 for 5 from the floor, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points. 8 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 7 for Chandler Brunsting, 5 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, and 6 for Josh Van Langen for a total of 40. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 11 for Drew Chesky, 9 for Zach Tellis, 6 each for Hunter Martin and O.J. Thock, 3 for Patrick Siganovich, Zane Shoemaker and Jalen Hurley. Shea Block has come off of the bench for 4. Zane Shoemaker has 3 rebounds for the Lancers. 5 other players have 2 rebounds each. Taylor Feenstra has 6 rebounds for the defenders, 3 each for Josh Van Langen and Alex Terpstra. 2 steals for Andrew O'Donnell this evening. 4 different players for the defenders have 1 assist each. For the Lancers, Jalen Hurley has 4 assists. Zane Shoemaker and Hunter Martin have 2 assists each. We're at halftime. Mount Marty leads Dort College 45-40. Well, a few scores from across the conference that make you pause. In men's play, Doan leads Midland 40-35 at halftime. Concordia on top of Hastings right now, 41-31. Northwestern leads Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace, 36-35. Mount Marty on top of Dort at halftime, 45-40. That's the game you're listening to right now. And Briarcliff and Morningside are at halftime. And I can't seem to track down a score on that one, so I'll try one more time before we get into the second half. Take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of basketball from the Lattie Simple Arena, Yankton, South Dakota. Back with more in a moment. We return to action, and right out of the chute, Mount Marty forces it down low to Drew Chesky, and Chesky adds another two to his total. He's got 13. Back we go the other way. Brunsting answering with a three, and the Dort College defenders get a three-point bucket by Brunsting, his third of the ball game. He's got 10 points, and the Dort College defenders trail it 47-43. Two teams exchanging baskets. Mount Marty a two, Dort College a three. Missed shot by Chesky from the left elbow, and the rebound is cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in, lost it on the way up, feeds it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Brunsting, Brunsting, another three, good. Chandler Brunsting with four threes, he's got 13, and the defenders trail 47-46. So the defenders trying to stage a comeback here in the second half after getting down by as many as eight in the first half. Shot no good. There for the putback, though, is Block on the weak side rebound. He got loose. I beg your pardon, Chesky got loose for a two-point basket. He's got 15, and the defenders trail 49-46. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left wing. O'Donnell will drive in, and it's stripped away by Hunter Martin. Martin swipes it away from O'Donnell and sends it out of bounds. Last touched by the Lancers. And Dort College throws it in. O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Winterfeld. Winterfeld left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Henriksen goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, 15-footer, right elbow, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 10 points, and the Dort College defenders back to within a point, 49-48. Saganovich with the basketball. Saganovich passes. They go right side. His three, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen played 7 minutes in the first half. O'Donnell comes back right side. Alec. Alec, three, got it. Alec Henriksen with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders regain the lead, 51-49. Saganovich guarded there by Winterfeld. Winterfeld, they feed it left side, Thauk. Thauk, shot, no good, missed it, rebound taken down by Winterfeld. Winterfeld ahead to Brunsting. It's taken back by Tellis. Tellis with the steal. And now we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Mount Marty. So Mount Marty calls a timeout in transition. Dort College was on the run. And the Lancers call for a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College on defense, and Mount Marty, I think, might like to have that timeout back. They called the timeout with their team in transition. I thought they were in position to get a bucket. And the shot clock. Is at 26 seconds, 17:15 remaining in this ball game. Dort College with a 51-49 lead. Pass out front to Thauk. Thauk. Dort College double teams him. Now they rotate back. Three from the corner is good for Hunter Martin. Martin with a nine. Dort College trails 52-51. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen. Alec with a basketball. Henriksen passes right side to Brunsting. Brunsting to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Van Langen. Van Langen, Brunsting. Brunsting, another three. Chandler Brunsting. Five threes. Three in the second half. 16 points for Brunsting. And the defenders lead at 54-52. 54-52, our score. Shot by Chesky. No good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting bringing the ball up court himself. Goes to Henriksen. Henriksen. Van Langen, Van Langen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in on the short corner, tried to pass it out, and it's taken away by Chesky. Chesky, long pass, it goes to Saganovich. Saganovich, Tellus, they force him to give it up. He comes back right side, Thok, deep right corner, Martin, Saganovich, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld stops, pops, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped, taken down by Brunsting, fires it back out front, and it's taken back by Tellus. Tellus, now the ball taken back by the defenders, Van Langen. Van Langen swipes it away as Martin was looking to pass it away. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. He's off on the left side now, guarded there by Saganovich. 18 seconds on the shot clock. O'Donnell with it, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen will pull it for three. Good. Long three by Alec Henriksen, his second. And the defenders extend the lead to five, 57-52. Dort College has made five threes here in the second half. Right at 5 minutes gone. Chandler Brunsting challenging the shot by Drew Chesky. Brunsting will be called for the foul underneath the basket. Chesky, a 72% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to cut into the 5-point Dort College lead. Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 17-7 in the first 4 minutes and 51 seconds of this half. Free throw for Chesky is up. Good. Chesky now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Henriksen and Van Langen check out. Checking in, Terpstra and Feenstra. Feenstra, remember, picked up 2 personal fouls in the first half. So he's dealing with a bit of foul trouble. Second free throw by Chesky is good. He's got 17. And the defender lead is 57-54. 57-54. With it out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in between the circles goes right side. This is Brunsting. Brunsting feeds it to Feenstra. Feenstra takes it in against Block, but he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. Looked like Feenstra was going to have a spin to the basket, go up unimpeded, but instead traveled with the basketball. And back we go the other way, Lancer basketball. So Mount Marty with the basketball. The defenders leading by 3. Left side pass. They give it up to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Tellus. Corner 3, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by Winterfeld. And we've got a hold called against Jalen Hurley for Mount Marty. Jalen Hurley, a 6'5 junior from Parkston, South Dakota, whistled for the personal foul. Andor College will inbound. Length of the floor in front of them. Winterfeld gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in between the circles. Go high post to Feenstra. Feenstra back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. To Brunsting, his shot no good there for the putback attempt. Winterfeld no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra middle of the lane. Back to Brunsting. Brunsting, Terpstra. Terpstra three off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hurley. Here comes Mount Marty. Shoemaker on the left side comes over to Hurley. Hurley to Saganovich. Saganovich gets the return pass. His three is good. Saganovich with 6, a pair of threes. And we're tied 57 all. 13:38 remaining in this ballgame. O'Donnell into the front court. Right side it goes to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball on the wing. Goes to Brunsting. Brunsting, top of the key. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Feenstra. Feenstra, bucket good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points, and the defender lead is 59-57. Mount Marty basketball in between the circles out front. Shoemaker. Shoemaker comes back. Gets the return pass, fires it underneath, intended for Block, taken back by Terpstra, tries to save it off of Saganovich, drives in, and we've got a foul called on Saganovich. Saganovich gets called for a charge, and that was Chandler Brunsting who set up to take the charge. Coach Andrew Baker for Mount Marty asking for an explanation. Not sure he got one to his liking, but he got an explanation nonetheless. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Dort College with an opportunity to build on the two-point lead. They pass it right side to Henriksen. Henriksen has a couple of made threes in this half. Brunsting, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra off the dribble, down to the baseline. Double-teamed, reverses O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, right corner, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty and Martin. Martin into the front court. Hunter Martin at the top of the key. Jalen Hurley feeds it underneath for block, and we've got a push called on Dort College. And that's going to go on Brunsting, so Chandler picks up his second. Van Lingen is in. Feenstra is out. Foul came before any shot attempt, so Dort College will defend. Fresh 30 to work with for the Lancers with 12:27 remaining. Ball's inbounded. They get it out front to Shoemaker. Into the corner, Thawk. Thawk, three. Catches every part of the rim and falls through. O.J. Thawk with his third three. He's got nine. And the defenders trail by a point, 60-59. Terpstra with a basketball on the wing. And we've got a foul called on Mount Marty. I believe that's going to go on Chesky. Chesky whistled for his second personal foul. Cooper is in the ballgame. O'Donnell is out. Brunsting to throw it in. Chandler gets it in to Henriksen. Henriksen, three, good. Alec Henriksen with 9 points, and the defenders lead 62-60. So Dort College with a lead. Mount Marty with the basketball. On the right side with it is Hunter Martin. Martin to Thawk. Thawk in between the circles, 11:50 remaining. Hurley driving in, puts it up, draws some contact, gets the shot to go. No call made. It's tied 62-all, 11:44 remaining in regulation. Henriksen goes left side to Terpstra. Terpstra to Cooper. Cooper thought about the three, decides against it, now gives it up Brunsting. Brunsting to Terpstra. Terpstra with it against Thawk. Now back to Cooper. Cooper down to the baseline. Cooper off of the glass, no good. There for the rebound, Van Lingen. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen another three. Henriksen with four threes in the second half. And the defenders lead at 65-62. Seven threes in the second half total for the defenders. And a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Jalen Hurley, I believe. Hurley whistled for the personal. And for Jalen Hurley, that is number two. Beg your pardon, that is number three. So Dort College playing with a three-point advantage. O'Donnell checks in. Brunsting will check out. Brunsting with 16 for the defenders. Henriksen with 12 all in the second half. O'Donnell has 10. For Mount Marty, Chesky has 17 to lead all players. Pass goes left side to Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it up. Van Lingen. Van Lingen on the right wing. Van Lingen puts it on the floor, and he commits the foul. He charges into Drew Chesky, and Josh Van Lingen has just picked up the personal foul. That is his third. Might see Zach Bussard yet before this one is all said and done. Van Lingen is out. Checking into the game is Winterfeld. And the Mount Marty Lancers have the basketball, trailing by three, 65-62. Hunter Martin with it on the right side, looking for the pass down low. Dort College rotates on defense. Down to the baseline. Shot is up in traffic. Good for Zane Shoemaker. Shoemaker with five. 65-64. Dort College is up a point. O'Donnell with the basketball. He passes right side over to Terpstra. Into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld thinks about the three. Puts it up. Puts it down. Three-point basket for Winterfeld. He's got 13 from the right corner. And the defenders lead at 68-64. Zane Shoemaker with the basketball. Shoemaker gives it back to Thauk, guarded there by O'Donnell. Thauk cut off, comes back to Saganovich. Saganovich guarded there by Cooper, comes back to Thauk. Thauk, three, good. O.J. Thauk with a three from the left wing, makes it a one-point ball game again, 68-67. O'Donnell passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra hesitates, drives in, puts it up, shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called against Drew Chesky. Chesky whistled for his third personal. That is team foul number five on the Lancers in this half. Free throws on the way for Alex Terpstra. Terpstra with 5 points, all coming in the first half of play. He is an 83% free throw shooter. First free throw by Terpstra is up and good. He's got six. Another one on the way for Terpstra. Henriksen and Cooper check out of the basketball game. Defenders by two, pending another free throw. This one's up and good, 70-67. Terpstra with 7 points, and the defenders lead by three. Mount Marty basketball at the top of the key. Shoemaker working against Brunsting. Shoemaker gets the return pass, passes back over to Thauk. Stabbed at by O'Donnell, shot is blocked, rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Into the corner, Brunsting. Brunsting, Feenstra. Feenstra right elbow. Feenstra hands it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Feenstra. Feenstra over the glass. Good. Taylor Feenstra with 8 points. Didn't go charging in that time. And the defenders lead by five. 72-67, 8:59 remaining. Not many stoppages in play in this one. Not many turnovers, not many fouls. Up front with the basketball, they give it up to Martin. Martin to Chesky. Chesky, Saganovich. Saganovich, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew with the basketball, and we've got a foul called out front on Chesky. That's a costly one. 25 feet from the basket, and Chesky picks up his fourth personal foul. He's got a team-high 17 points, but he has just gotten himself into foul trouble with that foul committed as he came out to try and jam the ball screen. Defenders lead by five and a chance to build on the advantage. With it out front, Winterfeld will throw it in. Winterfeld gets it into O'Donnell. Man-to-man defense applied by the Lancers. Right side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting gives to Feenstra. Feenstra working against block. The defense breaks down. Feenstra misses the shot, though, as the defense opened up. He had a good look at it. Unable to knock it down, though. Here's Martin. Martin goes into the corner. Now a foul called on Terpstra. Alex Terpstra whistled for his third personal foul. 8:16 left to go in regulation. Dort College by two possessions right now, 72-67. It's team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Pass is deflected by O'Donnell. O'Donnell taps it out of bounds. It's last touch by O.J. Thauk. O.J. Thauk had a glance off of his fingers out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, gives it over to Feenstra. Feenstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, and he is fouled on the play by Tellis, I believe. Zach Tellis whistled for the personal. O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Andrew O'Donnell, a 69% free throw shooter, and Coach Andrew Baker wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Mount Marty. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Andrew O'Donnell shooting a 1-1. So O'Donnell shooting a 1-1 with his team leading 72-67. Free throw on the way for O'Donnell is up and down. O'Donnell with another free throw. He's got 11. Second free throw for O'Donnell, trying to extend this to a 7-point ball game. 8:05 remaining in regulation. O'Donnell with 11 points and stays at 11. Ball tapped out, though, by Feenstra. Saved in by Brunsting. Terpstra bounces it to Feenstra. Basket good. Credit Brunsting with keeping that ball alive. 75-67, Dort College up 8. 7:50 remaining. Pass goes high post to Block. Block sizes up a 10-footer and knocks it down. Shea Block with 6 points. Dort College leads 75-69. Well, Dort College had a 3-point possession on that last series, thanks to an offensive rebound and a save. And then finding Taylor Feenstra for the easy bucket underneath. Brunsting's pass over the top intended for Winterfeld. Taken back by Block, and just like that, Mount Marty has a chance to cut the lead down from 6. It was an 8-point ball game. Steal by Terpstra. Terpstra trying to save it in. And with 7:14 remaining, Feenstra and Terpstra will check out. Henriksen and Van Langen check in. Throwing the ball in will be O.J. Thok. Thok triggers it. Gets it into Saganovic. Saganovic, right side, Martin. Martin driving in against Henriksen. And he drops it off for Chesky, and Chesky is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Brunsting, and for Chandler, that is his third. Dort College now with 3 players with 3 fouls each. They're Van Langen, Brunsting, and Terpstra. Chesky will be shooting 2 free throws, trying to turn the 6-point deficit into a 4-point ball game. First free throw by Chesky is good. He's now 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 75-70. Another free throw, and that one's up and good. So Mount Marty now on a 4-0 run. Chesky with 19 points to lead all players. 7 minutes remaining in regulation. O'Donnell into the free throw lane. Comes back outside to Van Langen. Van Langen, nothing there. O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Van Langen. Van Langen against Falk. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Charged to Dort College. The bucket by Van Langen reestablishes a 6-point lead for the defenders. Van Langen with 7 points. And the defenders use a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. Dort College used that timeout. They lead by 6, 77-71, 6:35 remaining. Thok goes out front. Saganovic, Saganovic, Tellis, Tellis, 3, good. Zach Tellis from the left wing, his 4th 3, and the Dort College lead is down to 3, 77-74. Winterfeld answering with a 3, no. Rebound, though, Van Langen. Van Langen with a putback, good. Josh Van Langen with 9 points, and the defenders lead 79-74. 6:10 remaining. Saganovic with it out front, nearly loses the dribble, picks it up. Passes high post to Chesky, guarded there by Van Langen. Chesky will put up the 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound O'Donnell, stripped away. Henriksen comes up with it. Thinks about pulling it on the 3. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Van Langen. Back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld will set the offense. Comes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, 3, missed it, no good. And rebound foul called on Josh Van Langen. Van Langen has just been whistled for his 4th personal. That is team foul number 6 on the defenders in this half. That was the last foul Dort College had to give. Feenstra will check out of the basketball game. Van Langen will check in. Throwing the ball in will be Saganovic with 5:43 remaining. That's in regulation with the defenders leading by 5. Dort College misses the opportunity to go up 7 or 8. O.J. Thok setting the offense now. Thok passes it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker with it up front. Shoemaker passes left side Saganovic. Saganovic to Martin. Martin in the corner, back to Saganovic out front. 6'6" player from Australia hands it off to Thok. Thok tries to bank in a 3. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting hands it off to Henriksen. Henriksen layup good. Alec Henriksen with 14 points all in the second half. The defenders lead by 7, 81-74. 5 minutes remaining. Shot is up. Count the hoop on the spin by Martin. Martin is fouled on the play. And Martin will go to the free throw line. Try and cut the 5-point lead now to 4. Tellis will check in. Thok will check out. So the free throw on the way for Martin, the 6-foot sophomore. He's got 11 points currently. And he makes that free throw, and it's back to a 4-point ball game, 81-77, thanks to the old-fashioned 3-point play. O'Donnell into the front court, under 5 to go. With the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell splits the defense, puts it up in traffic, shot no good, gets his own rebound back, kick out to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Brunsting. Brunsting jumper in the lane, shot no good, but a foul's going to be called on the rebound on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the foul on the rebound, and now Mount Marty will have a chance to cut the lead to 2 with free throws. This will be Patrick Saganovich at the free throw line for the 1-1. That is foul number 4. I beg your pardon, that's foul number 3 on Feenstra. Free throw by Saganovich is up and good. This one not over yet. 81-78, 4:43 remaining. It was just a 7-point lead moments ago at 81-74, but a 3-point play. And now 2 free throws by Saganovich make it a 2-point ball game, 81-79. Saganovich with 8 points, 1.6 shy of a season average. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, passes over to Winterfeld. Marcus driving in, and Marcus Winterfeld with a slam dunk. Marcus Winterfeld takes it to the basket. The defense slides off, anticipating the pass, and he hammers it home. 83-79, Dort College by 4. Pass goes to Chesky. Chesky working against Feenstra. Comes back to Saganovich, and Saganovich has it stripped away out of bounds. Last touched by Saganovich. It'll be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld inbounds to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell will bring it up. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. He passes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Winterfeld back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. Henriksen comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting, nothing there. Comes back to Henriksen on the left side. 7 to shoot, and Henriksen turns it over. Here comes Mount Marty and Shoemaker. Shoemaker into the corner. 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. It's stripped, though. Coming up with it is Saganovich. Saganovich to Tellis. Tellis to Saganovich. 3:28 remaining. Dort College by 4. Mount Marty basketball. Shoemaker. Shoemaker out front, guarded there by Brunsting. They feed it into the lane, and a foul on the play called on the defenders and O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell has just picked up his second personal foul, I believe. And that foul moments ago that accredited to Feenstra actually should have gone to Henriksen, I guess. Feenstra only has 2 fouls. He checks out. Ben Langen checks in with 4. Drew Chesky will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Both teams have shot free throws well here this evening. Dort College leading 83-80, pending another free throw for Drew Chesky. Chesky, 9-for-9 now from the free throw line as he makes them both. And the defenders lead by 2, 83-81. 3:20 remaining in this one. Dort College will be inbounding. Mount Marty will set up a half-court defense. This will be man-to-man half-court. O'Donnell takes it across the half-court line unhindered. Comes back right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 2 players around him, comes to Henriksen. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen, double team, tough shot, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, Henriksen comes away with it. Brunsting out front, passes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell's shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot from O'Donnell from the three-point line, good. Andrew O'Donnell gives Dort College an 86-81 lead. 2:38 remaining. Left side pass, Chesky. And Henriksen is going to be called for a foul as he rubbed off of Chesky, and Chesky will go to the free throw line for 2 more. Chesky will be shooting his 10th and 11th free throw, and an opportunity for Mount Marty to cut into the 5-point lead with the clock stopped. So two free throws on the way for Chesky. The 6'6 sophomore from Ellsworth, Minnesota makes that one. He's a 72% free throw shooter entering today's game. 53 of 74 this year. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. That one's up, hangs on the rim, and falls through. 86-83, Dort College by three, 2:34 remaining. Andrew O'Donnell will bring it up. O'Donnell gets a ball screen from Winterfeld. Doesn't use it. Instead, brings it back out front after penetrating. Passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side. Ball's down on the floor. Brunsting calls for a timeout. Dort College calls for a timeout. And with 2:14 remaining and 10 seconds on the shot clock, Dort College will have the basketball in front of their bench when we resume play in a moment. Dort College basketball after the timeout. 9 seconds on the shot clock now. O'Donnell attacks on the baseline, and he is fouled on the play by Shea Block. Block whistled for the personal. And two free throws on the way now for Andrew O'Donnell. Beg your pardon, that is foul number 8 against Mount Marty. So this will be a 1-1. Well, Marty is already in the double bonus. O'Donnell's free throw is off the heel, no good. And Mount Marty can tie it with a made three. Mount Marty basketball. Thauk passes left side. Martin. Martin on the wing. Guarded there by Henriksen. They run Thauk off a screen. He's going to take it to the hoop. His layup no good. And Van Langen has just fouled out. Josh Van Langen has fouled out with 9 points. And 1:52 remaining in the game. And Josh will have to watch the rest of this one from the bench. Taylor Feenster will check into the game. O.J. Thauk, a 76% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe. He will shoot two. Can't tie it here, but he can draw Mount Marty back to within a point. Free throw by Thauk is good. Mount Marty has not missed a free throw here in the second half. In fact, they have missed just one free throw by my count for the ball game. Second free throw by Thauk is good. Mount Marty here in the second half alone by my count, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Dort College with a lead, 86-85. O'Donnell dribbling left side, picks up his dribble. Passes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld sets, fires three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Block. Here comes Mount Marty. Block with a basketball. Mount Marty can take the lead with a basket. Hunter Martin out front, guarded there by Henriksen. Dort College double teams him, makes him give it up. Thauk has it taken away by Brunsting, and Brunsting is held on the play by Jalen Hurley. So Dort College with an opportunity to retake a 3-point lead with a 1-1 here for Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting, a 67% free throw shooter. Dort College leading 86-85. 1:20 remaining. Tellis is back in along with Chesky. Block and Hurley check out. And Brunsting will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line here this evening. Free throw by Brunsting is too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. 1:17 remaining in regulation. Mount Marty down a point. Lancer basketball, Hunter Martin. Martin with it on the left side. Martin has it out front. Martin guarded there by O'Donnell. 15 to shoot. 1:04 remaining in regulation. Right side pass, Martin. Martin drives in, and it's poked away from behind by O'Donnell. O'Donnell taps it away. Ends up in the breadbasket of Taylor Feenstra. Dort College will take it across the timeline. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. And with 51.4 seconds remaining, the Dort College defenders will use a full-length timeout. Dort College will be inbounding in front of the scorer's table. Their half of the floor when we resume play. Dort College leads 86-85. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Marcus Winterfeld inbounds the basketball. Gets it into Henriksen, guarded there by Thauk. 20 on the shot clock, 47 on the game clock. O'Donnell goes high post to Brunsting. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose, picked up by Hurley. Now we have a jump ball called alternating possession, Dort College basketball. 11 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 39.8 on the game clock. The question was there a change of possession? We will wait and see what the officials say. They've given the signal as a jump ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Dort College. The officials still conferring, Randy Hagedorn, Jeff Capecchi, and Sean Johnston. You know my feeling when this happens. I never like it when they talk about it too long. So they are going to say Mount Marty got the basketball. If I understand correctly what has just happened, I think they're going to overrule. Initially, the jump ball was called, and it was Dort College possession. After the conference, the only indication we have gotten is that Mount Marty has been granted a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, but I believe it will be Mount Marty basketball after the timeout. With 39.8 seconds remaining, the shot clock has been reset to 30. And the Mount Marty Lancers will have the basketball. Our vision is obstructed for where that happened, right in front of the Dort College bench. So it will be Mount Marty basketball with 39.8 seconds remaining. Saganovich will be inbounding to Hunter Martin, and the Lancers will have it. Martin takes it up the floor, guarded by Henriksen. And we go under 30 seconds left in regulation. 9-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Martin with the basketball. Martin has it up front, gets it to Thauk. Thauk, they look for Chesky. Out front, 9 to shoot. Martin takes Henriksen to the hoop. Martin shot, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled on the play with 9.6 seconds remaining. So Marcus Winterfeld will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was fouled on the rebound. Martin tried to take Henriksen to the basket. Henriksen held his ground, and Martin's short shot wouldn't fall through. And now Marcus Winterfeld will be shooting 2 free throws with his team up 1 with 9.6 seconds remaining. Double bonus time for both teams. Free throw on the way for Winterfeld is up. Good. Winterfeld today, 5-for-6 from the free throw line, now 6-for-7. And the Mount Marty Lancers will call the timeout, trailing by 2. And another free throw on the way yet for Winterfeld. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where Values Matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. So with 9.6 seconds remaining, another free throw coming here for Marcus Winterfeld, trying to give Dort College a three-point lead, and my guess is if Winterfeld makes the free throw, when Mount Marty brings the basketball up the floor, Dort College will commit a foul when they get it across the half-court line. That is all contingent on Winterfeld making this free throw to go up 3. Both teams are in the double bonus. Possession arrow is Dort College's. Winterfeld's free throw is good. So Winterfeld makes the free throw. Dort College leads by 3, 88-85. Full court press applied by the defenders. They take it up the floor. This is Martin. Martin is fouled on the play with 4.8 seconds remaining, and Martin will go to the free throw line. Hunter Martin will shoot two free throws with 4.8 seconds remaining. Now if you're Mount Marty, the strategy, do you have Martin make one and then miss the second intentionally, or do you play it out and see if you can get a foul committed, if you can trim it down to a one-point ball game? First free throw by Martin, no good. That is the first free throw missed by Mount Marty here in the second half. And we'll have another timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Mount Marty. They'll talk strategy. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hunter Martin shooting another free throw. We'll see if he attempts to make this one or if it's an intentional miss. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Martin makes one of two. It's 88-86. Dort College by 2. And Marcus Winterfeld on the inbounds play calls for a timeout. Alex Terpstra is going to check into the basketball game. Martin converts his 13th point of the ball game. Dort College clinging to a two-point lead with 4.8 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's see if any games have gone final in the conference. This game is grinding along right now. We were on good pace. Midland came back to defeat Doan 81-74. So Midland improves to 12-5. Doan slips to 3-14. A win by the defenders here this evening locks them into the eighth spot in the GPAC postseason tournament. So Dort College, 4.8 seconds away from getting into the GPAC playoffs. And they would be the eighth seed. They can't move up into the number 7 slot. A little bit of work to do yet, though. Checking the other scores very quickly. Dakota Wesleyan leads Northwestern at the Corn Palace, 81-77. That's with 17 seconds remaining. So Dort College inbounding, length of the floor in front of them. Andrew O'Donnell to trigger it. O'Donnell looking. Passes it into Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled in the backcourt, and Winterfeld can end it here with two made free throws. 3.9 seconds remaining. If he makes one, you follow the same strategy you just had. That is, you commit a foul as soon as the ball gets across half court. If he makes them both, you stay out of the way and don't let anything funny happen. 3.9 seconds left to go in regulation. Marcus Winterfeld with two free throws on the way. Free throw is up by Marcus. That one's good. Marcus now 5 for 6 in the first half and 3 for 3 in the second half. 8 for 9 for the ball game. And another free throw here can as much as end it. 86-89. York College by 3. Another free throw by the freshman from Sioux Center is up. That one's good as well, and that's the ball game. York College will just play it. Mount Marty will put the shot up. Martin's three, no good, and that's the ball game. York College survives at 90-86. Gritty performance today by the defenders, a shorthanded crew tonight, and they survive as the Mount Marty Lancers fall for the 62nd straight time in GPAC play. They've had a couple of close calls, though. York College needed a buzzer beater in the first meeting of these two teams. Then it was a four-point loss to Hastings here at the Laddie Semple Arena on Saturday. And York College comes away with a 90-86 win here this evening over the Lancers in GPAC basketball. York College locks up a spot in the GPAC postseason with a win here this evening. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's men's college basketball game right after this. Final numbers look like this. York College outscores Mount Marty 50-41 in the second half for the 90-86 win after trailing 45-40 at halftime. York College took the lead at 51-49. We were tied at 57. We were tied at 62. Mount Marty tied it but never took the lead after York College hit a three to go up 54-52. That was part of a Chandler Brunsting barrage of threes. The defenders get free throws at the end from Marcus Winterfeld to seal it. He was 9 for 10 from the charity stripe. Let's take a look at all the numbers. York College, 30 of 62 from the floor, 48.4%. 13 of 30 on threes, 43.3%. 17 of 22 from the free throw line, 77.3%. For Mount Marty, 27 of 59 from the floor, 45.8%. 13 of 26 on threes, 50%. 19 of 21 from the free throw line, 90.5%. York College out rebounds Mount Marty 42-28. Turnovers, York College 11, Mount Marty had 9. Individually, York College led by Marcus Winterfeld's 19 points, 4 for 10 from the floor, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. 14 points each for Alec Henriksen and Andrew O'Donnell. 16 points for Chandler Brunsting. He was 5 for 9 from the 3-point line. Taylor Feenstra and Josh Van Lingen end with 10 each. Alex Terpstra chips in with 7. For the Lancers, Drew Chesky with 23 points. 6 of 9 from the deck, 11 of 11 from the free throw line. O.J. Thock with 14 points, 13 for Hunter Martin, 12 for Zach Tellis, 8 for Patrick Sagadovich, 6 for Shea Block, 5 each for Zane Shoemaker and Jalen Hurley. Rebounds, Taylor Feenstra had 9 for the defenders, 7 each for Marcus Winterfeld and Chandler Brunsting. 5 assists for Chandler Brunsting, 4 assists for Andrew O'Donnell, 3 steals by Andrew O'Donnell as well. Iron Man basketball for the defenders. Brunsting and O'Donnell played 36 minutes each. Winterfeld played 34. And Alec Henriksen, under the weather, ends up with 22 minutes played here this evening. Coach Ross Dama is taking a seat beside me, and let's talk about this evening's contest. First of all, Coach, gritty win for your team, shorthanded. Players under the weather, unable to practice earlier this week, but came down, focused in the second half, and got this one done.
Yeah, Mike, happy for the guys. You know, a couple things on top of what you said. This is a tough game in many regards. One, you got a team, Mount Marty, that's playing well, probably could have and should have won on Saturday against a very good Hastings team here. So they're playing good ball. The other thing is, when you play a team in the situation that Mount Marty is in, where they haven't won a conference game in 3 years, there's a lot of pressure on you, and it's just a difficult deal. And on top of it, we were shorthanded. I mean, we went into the game and we weren't sure what rotations we were going to use and who would who would play in certain situations. I mean, he wasn't sure how Ellick was going to respond. He hasn't done anything this week yet. But, you know, he sucked it up in the second half and really, really just cashed it all in and let it go and gave us a great second half. And that's what a good leader does. And, you know, I'm biased, but I think, you know, I think he should be an all-conference player. And I think he showed why there. I had different guys step up at different times tonight. You know, I thought we played really hard, and you got a team like Mount Marty who, you know, they put everything they had onto the table as well, knowing that this was going to be their best shot to get a win. And they have a good memory, too, of what took place in January at our place. So I guess more than anything, I'm just happy for the guys. We practiced very hard on Friday, very hard again on Monday, and backed off a little bit yesterday to try to save some legs, knowing that we would have to extend some guys, and we did, and had different guys step up. Like you said, you know, Chandler Brunstein, first college start, you know, very happy for him. Just a steady, gutty player who just knows how to, you know, how to make the plays at the right time. And so happy that his first start can be a memorable one. I thought our post players, Taylor and Josh, did a really good job tonight, too. They're out there, and they are sprinting to a lot of ball screen traps that their guards put them in. And I thought they responded really well to that. And we needed both of them to play very well, and they did.
How important was that three-point shot that Brunsting hit right before the half after Mount Marty looked like they had all the momentum going into the locker room up eight. Chandler knocks down that three, and all of a sudden it's five, and it's like, okay, we can do this.
You know, I think it was big, obviously, from the score standpoint, but it was also telling with where our poise and our toughness was. I mean, they had just knocked down a three with 5 or 6 seconds to go, inbounded the ball to him, the clock running, and he went after it. And I think it was symbolic of our mindset tonight that we're just going to be on the attack. We know that we're shorthanded with some things, and we know that we got a Mount Marty team that's gunning for us, but we didn't flinch. And I think we got to the four-minute mark of the game. We saw a lot of that same mental approach where we had a chance to extend it from 5 to 7 maybe. They had hit a tough 3 or get a tough call and shoot 2 more free throws. And so the score would come back, you know, to a 2 or 3-point margin instead of being up a little bit further, and we responded. You know, I thought we executed our sets really well at the end, and we missed 2 front ends of one-on-one. That's probably the one thing that I wish we could have had a little bit better. But otherwise, we did a really good job, and we just kept on playing with poise with, you know, a lot of young kids who just looked at each other and said, we're going to find a way to do it. So, again, you know, going back to what I said when I started, just really happy for the kids. I think they found out a little bit about themselves here on the road tonight.
Go to Concordia on Saturday. Concordia, a team that very steadily, very quietly has worked its way up through the standings. They're a good ball club. Won their 20th game of the year here this evening, now 20-9. That's going to be a challenge on Saturday.
You know, they're one of the top 3 or 4 talented teams in the league, and there's no question about that. It'll be senior day there, and they have 3 outstanding seniors led by All-American Chandler Folkerts. They could win the conference tournament, and they could make it to Branson and win a couple games. I think they're that talented. And so, yeah, they were at the Corum Palace last week and won, and they got after Hastings pretty good tonight. So, obviously, they're playing with a lot of focus, and it's going to be a challenge for us, no doubt.
And as I scratch out the standings, 6 teams with 20 wins in the league this year. There's going to be some good teams that aren't going to be in Branson this year, Coach.
Really good, Mike. I think that, you know, we deserve 5 teams. It won't happen in all likelihood. You hope to get 4, but we've got 5 or 6 really good teams in this league. And it's a tough year to go through the league when you're injured and young, but I do believe that there's at some point it'll pay dividends for us. You know, seeing how hard we played tonight, with how much poise and confidence we played with tonight, it's obvious the guys are dialed in yet, and they're giving everything they got. And they've been a lot of fun to coach. It hasn't always been fun for them, dealing with some of the adversity that we faced, but they've been really fun to coach.
Coach, I don't have anything more on this one. Drive home safely, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dommel. Let's take a look at the scoreboard from the conference. Midland over Doan, 81-74. Concordia over Hastings, 90-69. Briarcliff over Morningside, 95-88. And Dakota Wesleyan over Northwestern, 83-77. GPAC play concludes Saturday. Here are your matchups. Briarcliff is at Hastings. Briarcliff right now, the inside track to the conference title. If they win, it is theirs. They go to Hastings. Midland is hosting Morningside. Midland trying to work their way up into a potential four-way tie for the conference title. You need a Briarcliff loss and a Midland win, then you've suddenly got a four-way tie for first place, everybody with 13-5 records. They are hosting Morningside. The other matchups, Mount Marty is at Doan, Dort College is at Concordia, and again, Dort College wraps up a spot in the GPAC tournament with a win here this evening and a loss by the Doan Tigers. Dort College with a two-game lead with one game to go in terms of the number eight spot. So Dort College will be going to either Northwestern, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, or Midland for the first round of the GPAC tournament next Wednesday. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final scores in women's play. It was Mount Marty over Dort, 83-74. In men's play, Dort College over Mount Marty, 90-86. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.